When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, go-getters, let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime. With 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients, Noom should be your go-to hydration choice. Because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on noonlife.com and get ready for endless fun, because anything can happen after noon.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
It is our first live show of the year, and if you're like us, you're thinking what you'd like to have more of in your life, and maybe less of as well. There can be a lot of pressure surrounding new goals. It's possible to create realistic, practical, smaller resolutions that can lead to some real positive change. So with me now to help talk about making these kinds of healthy, achievable resolutions, and to take your calls, is friend of the show, Chris Duffy, host of the TED podcast, How to Be a Better Human, which just kicked off its third season with its first episode about this very topic that just dropped. I believe it was yesterday. Hi, Chris.
Hi, thanks so much for having me back.
Of course. Listeners, we want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open for you. What is in for you this year? What is out? What do you want more of in your life? What's getting the boot? Call us, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Or you can reach out on social media at All of It WNYC. We have a question up in our Insta stories if you want to respond right there. How do you think about making resolutions? What's your process of deciding what you want to do in this year? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Or maybe you're listening to this and you were just rolling your eyes because you think resolutions cause unnecessary stress or anxiety. Tell us about that too. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, social media at All of It WNYC. So let's just start broadly, Chris. Why do you think so much attention is given to resolutions every new year?
Well, I think that, you know, it's funny. I talked with Gretchen Rubin about this on the show, that in some ways, January 1st is just another day. In fact, in a lot of ways. And so I was a little skeptical of, like, why do we have to make resolutions on this day? But she convinced me that there is some value in the fact that everyone is thinking about it at the same time. And we think about, at least I tend to think about, like, resolutions as an individual thing. But so much of how we behave and how we change our behavior comes down to a group and who is around us and what people in our family and in our friend group are doing. So I think the idea that, like, we're all have this day where we kind of set some ideas mm-hmm. about what we might want the next year to look like, that kind of makes a lot of sense. And I think that's part of why there is some real value to reevaluating at the beginning of the year.
I also think it's because that year after Christmas proper and New Year's, there's those 3 or 4 days when some people are working, some people aren't, emails are not really getting returned. And so you don't have that sort of barrage of incoming content and information. So you actually really do have a little bit of time to think about things, just like some space for you to sit down and really reflect and think about, what did I do? What do I want to change?
Absolutely. And also, you know, you and I talked about this last time I was on the show, but I think for a lot of us, the past couple of years have been really hard and really mm-hmm. challenging and often quite painful and involving grief. And so there is a real desire that I think I feel and a lot of people feel to have a fresh start, to be like, okay, I'm going to leave some of the stuff behind and I'm going to start fresh. And even though it is just another day on the calendar, being like, that number changed, it's 2023 now, that can feel very hopeful. And I think it can be a lot of a relief for a lot of people.
We've got some responses coming in on social media from Instagram. Accountability in, excuses out. Thank you, no synthesizers for that one. Peter, in listening to whole albums. I like that one. Putting on your glasses to see photos on your phone, as I have my glasses on to read that off of my phone. Big Oof said, last year I wanted to start using moisturizer. I bought it in 2022. Maybe 2023, I'll use it. Ha.
Okay, listen, I love taking advice from Big Oof. That's a great one.
Big Oof knows what's up. Our phone number is 212-433-9692. 212-433-WNYC. Want to know what's in and what's out for you this year. You can also reach out on social media at All of It WNYC. What did you decide to make a resolution about? Or maybe you're listening and thinking, I'm not really that into resolutions. You can tell us about that too. 212-433-9692. 212-433-WNYC. Okay, so you mentioned Gretchen Rubin. Will you remind people who Gretchen Rubin is? You spent the whole first episode of this podcast and she gave you such useful information, but I just want to set the table for who she is.
Absolutely. So Gretchen Rubin is the best-selling author of The Happiness Project and Better Than Before and Four Tendencies and all these books that look at how you can improve your life, how you can make habits that stick, how you can think about your tendencies to uphold or not uphold your obligations. And so Gretchen has done a lot of thinking in this space, but she's also very critical of it. And I think mm-hmm. she's like skeptical and comes at it with a lawyer and kind of a researcher background.
So one thing I thought was interesting, you talked about being skeptical, is she made the point that you don't have to strive to be happy, smiley, happy, bubbly, that it's about living a happy life. It's not necessarily about having a smile on your face all the time.
Yeah, this is something that I've loved about reading her work and also talking to her was Gretchen talks about how this pursuit of happiness often doesn't make us happy. And so she said there's really four elements that make real lasting happiness. That's more good, mm-hmm. getting more good, getting less bad, feeling like you're doing something right. And that means that like it feels like it's right for you, that it's true to yourself, that it aligns with your values. And then the last one is this atmosphere of growth. So you feel like you're learning and you're growing and you're doing. And I think when I think about happiness with all of those four elements, it feels a lot more attainable rather than this kind of delusional toxic positivity where you're just like, mm-hmm. bad things are happening and it's great. Two thumbs up. Like that's not real. But the idea that you're aligned with your values and you're growing and you're kind of trying to balance the good and the bad in your life makes a lot of sense.
Let's take a call. Ramona is calling in from Brooklyn. Hey, Ramona, thanks for calling in.
Hi, how are you? Good afternoon. I don't like New Year's resolutions. I just think it's a waste of time. It's a good talking point, a good conversation starter, but it's pretty much a waste of time for me. If I want to do something, if I want to start something, I do it right away. Mm-hmm. Waiting until New Year's or filling my mind with, oh, I can wait until this perfect moment to do this and do that, it pretty much wastes my time. It's in my view, it's like the ultimate form of procrastination, and I don't really go for it. It's pretty
so
much that for me.
Ramona, thank you for calling in. I want to pick up on something that Ramona mentioned, and I think it's part of the conversation you had with Gretchen. It's a pivot a little bit, but she made a big distinction between action versus outcome. Concentrating, kind of what Ramona says, like concentrating on the outcome, like I have to have this thing happen versus the action of just getting to it.
Totally. And listen, I couldn't agree more with Ramona. If your options are starting something right now or waiting until next January 1st, please start it right now. That is, there's no doubt in my mind. I think sometimes people, like, it sounds like Ramona is a person who, when she wants to change, she just does the change. I'm maybe a person who needs a little bit more of like a reason. I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, well, what about next month? And actually, one thing that Gretchen suggested too, which I love, is that many people have had their resolutions, whatever they set out, they fall away by February 28th. So she's like, use February 28th as a check-in. And that could be a new version of like, what did I actually do and what am I going to adjust? But if you're someone like me and you're bad at resolutions, you often probably make resolutions that are very unattainable, right? I'll be mm-hmm. like, sell a movie, have my movie come out in theaters. And it's like, I can't do that in a year. That's also like not have anything to do with me. There's so many other people who are involved. Or like, you know, I'll say like, have a six pack. And then 2 days later, I'm like, why don't I already have a six pack? And it's like, well, that's not how things work. That's not one of my resolutions. But I do think that like the idea of making it so that it's in your control, mm-hmm. like Ramona said, things you can do, right? So maybe it's like, I'm going to write a page every day. At the end of a year, 365 pages, that's a lot closer to a novel than you would be if you just said, I'm going to have published a novel, which probably would feel overwhelming and not actually get you there, because that's a result rather than a process.
Right. To the point of that you can write every day. Publishing requires someone to give you the green light. It requires a whole other set of circumstances, but you can control writing something every day.
Absolutely. And look, just to put you on the spot for a second, I often, when I'm on the show, think about like how incredible you are at hosting. And I'm sure there's some natural talent there too. But one of the big reasons why you're so good at this is because you do it all the time. You do it so regularly. And I think we forget that that is a big piece of why people become so talented at skills. It's very intimidating to think like, I'd love to be as good at interviewing as Alison Stewart. But then if you think like, I'm going to practice this skill 1 hour a day, you're a lot further on the way than you are if you just put the like outcome at the top.
My guest is Chris Duffy. He is the host of TED podcast, How to Be a Better Human, which just kicked off its third season. We are talking about what's in and what's out for you this year. 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. What is your process for making a resolution look like? Maybe you're not that into them. We'd like to hear from you too. 212-433-9692. Let's go to Shari calling in from Chelsea. Hi, Shari.
Hi there, and Happy New Year.
Oh, to you too.
Thank you. My problem is that I tend to overwork, so I have decided to work less. I have two part-time jobs. I'm a bookkeeper at a retail shop, and I'm a paralegal at a law firm. And I also have my own business, so I have personal clients.
Wow.
And I often don't have groceries in my house because by the time I get home from work, all the stores are closed. So it's time to cut back on work.
I endorse that. And I'm impressed with your hustle as well. Thank you for calling in. Let's talk about journaling. That was something that you and Gretchen talked about, the power of journaling. How can that help us as we think about our resolution and our goals?
Well, one thing that I'm kind of a new recent, I've only started journaling in the last couple of years, but even in the past few years that I've been doing it, one thing that I love is being able to time travel and see what mm-hmm. I was thinking a few years ago. And it's, you know, with something that is, when you're a person who is kind of hard on yourself, or maybe you're not necessarily accurate in your self-assessment, it's really interesting to see what I was thinking about or what I was feeling a few years ago. So, you know, one thing that I have is I started listing things that felt like accomplishments. And then now I like look at it. And a couple of years ago, I wrote down at my end of year accomplishments, like had coffee with a professional comedian. And now I'm like, oh my God, I gotta stop having coffee with these professional comedians. It's wasting all my time. So it's nice to remember that like when I was first starting in comedy, the idea that I could interact with someone else who did it professionally felt like the biggest accomplishment. And now that's like every day, which makes me feel proud and also, you know, a little bit of the like monkey's paw of I've wished for a cursed wish. But it's also, I think that's one great thing. And then another one, which is a not insignificant thing, mm-hmm. is if you're someone who struggles with like knowing exactly what you want or feeling how you're feeling, if that's sometimes mixed up, I think journaling is a great way to process it. So then you don't have to take it out on other people in your life, or knowing what you really want to say before you have those conversations with other people in your life.
What were some of the practical tips that you and Gretchen discussed? Because we've been talking about sort of all the big picture and the my heart and this and that, but you know, you got to get to it. You got to do it. You can want and have all the ideas, but you got to get her done.
100%. Well, I think that one of the biggest ones is thinking about frequency rather than quality. So like doing something regularly rather than being like, it's going to be perfect the first time. And I think the other one that really resonated with me is thinking about your relationships and your community mm-hmm. as habits as well, right? So like maybe you're feeling like you need more support. Maybe you're feeling like some callers who have talked here, like you're busy at the end of the day and you don't have like people who you can ask for help. So maybe part of that is just being like, I'm going to start every week, I'm going to have a 5-minute check-in phone mm-hmm. call with someone who I like talking to. And it's not going to be a big thing. It's just like on Tuesdays, I call that person. That, I think, can lead to much bigger results than sometimes we give credit for. And also, if you're someone like me, like I'm very externally motivated. Like I don't really do habits unless I know someone else is going to call me out on them. So it's there's no shame in setting that up, right?
Yeah.
Like tell someone else that you're going to do it. Tell someone else, hey, will you check in on me every week to see how much I have written? Did I write my page a day for the last week? That helps me a lot. And I think I sometimes feel embarrassed about that, but there's no shame at all in asking for those kinds of supports. putting those in place.
It's so interesting. One of my ins was catching up. I have four friends, very dear friends. One lives in Oakland, another in LA, another in Pittsburgh, another in Raleigh-Durham in the Triangle. And instead of texting each other, I've just sort of committed to, I want to do a FaceTime date. I want to date my friends.
Yes.
I want to make time to see them over the course of this year.
I love that. I think that doing something like that, it sometimes feels, you know, I think a lot of callers are probably going to be talking about this too, but we sometimes feel like the only resolutions we have are allowed to have are these like big professional and personal ones, right? Like, I am going to achieve this thing. I'm going to write a book. I'm going to do blank physically. Mm-hmm. I'm going to run a marathon. And I think that just being like, I'm going to take time to connect with people who I love. I'm going to make sure that I see their faces, whether that's in person or on a screen. That is so meaningful, and it's probably going to have a way bigger effect on the quality of your year than trying to accomplish yet another thing.
Let's talk to Brian on the Upper West Side. Hi, Brian. Thank you so much for calling in.
Hi. Happy New Year, Allison and Chris. Hello, hello. In for me, less time on my phone, Instagram, Tinder, all of that, less time doing that and more time writing, like maybe 20 minutes a day, reading more, and also meditate more this year.
I like where you're going. Good luck with it, Brian. And you can, you know, email us and we'll check back in with you. Keep accountability and all. Let's see. Ebeth said, instead of waiting 365 to take stock, I have a monthly check-in with myself and on my birth date. I like that idea. Hmm. Let's talk to Betty from Manhattan. Hi, Betty. Thanks for calling all of it.
Hi. I'm a little embarrassed that my resolution isn't as, I don't know. Well, never mind.
Oh, we are, Betty, we are a judgment-free zone.
Absolutely.
Go for it.
Thank you. I thought of it as I was listening to you eating very salty soup that I'd had delivered, thinking I have to cook this year instead of ordering in because this salty food is going to kill me.
And also, you know what? I bet you could. It's fun to cook. It can be very relaxing. So, Betty, go on. Make some soup. Have a great day.
I think that's a great resolution. I love that. At first, I thought your resolution was to eat more salty soup, which I was like, I'm not sure I'm on board with that one. But I love cooking for yourself. That's a great one.
I like this one. This is from Erica in Brooklyn. In more running and yoga, not a resolution, just an intention. Like that idea. Gary from New Jersey is with us. Hi, Gary. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having me on. So as a former personal trainer, I know New Year's is a time when people want to make goals and hit their goals, right? But one thing I found as a trainer that's been backed up by data is that instead of going really hard 3, 4, 5 days a week, you know, I think your speaker talked about intensity, right? I think instead of going for intensity, you want to try and go for longevity. And so that would be giving yourself a little more flexibility. But continuously working out 2 times a week for as long as you want to see results. And you're more likely to be able to stick to that routine long-term and seeing long-term results.
Love that you called in. Thank you so much, Gary, for sharing your expertise. Or as we're starting to wrap up the segment, is there anything else, Chris, you wanted to make sure people knew or understand or that you gleaned from your conversation with Gretchen and maybe some of the other episodes you have coming up that could be helpful?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the other things that I found to be really personally helpful and that I'm thinking about a lot in my own year is not just setting like a clear resolution of like, I want to achieve this, but also kind of setting like a tone for the year. So Gretchen talked about how her word for 2023 is salt. And she means that like in the metaphorical sense of to preserve, to add some zest to her life, to think about moderation, because like too much salt in your salty soup isn't good, but a little bit is good. And so something that I've been thinking about for myself is trying to bring like the word warm into 2023 to be like less focused on being like cool or accomplished, but instead to be like warm and welcoming and trying to like bring that energy in. And I think that can be, while it's a little squishier, right? You can't like at the end of the year can be like, did I check off this box of salt or warm? I think that's a really important thing to think about too, is what is the like energy and what is the self, what's the tone that you want to bring into your year?
The name of the podcast, it's one of my favorites, How to Be a Better Human. Its host is Chris Duffy. Chris, thank you for spending so much time with us this holiday season.
Allison, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
Hey, go-getters, let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime. With 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients, Noom should be your go-to hydration choice. Because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on NoomLife.com and get ready for endless fun, because anything can happen after noon.